Showcase, that's a place to be. Stomping grounds to the sounds of the great MCs. Dawns and divas, turning plays into believers. We leaders, what's he? Us and my G, yes. And y'all rolling with Darlene, who got the hottest showcase from here to them shows in the Bronx and Queens. From Staten to Brooklyn, I'm rep Manhattan, uptown fashion. We laughing, having a blast, and I'm asking, can we get it popping and cracking? Kick back and just listen to the songs that we rapping. The notes they hit, the loud crowd reactions is guilty. Now back to the one who made it happen.
So you wanna be a celebrity? Come get with me on 59th Street. You wanna be a celebrity? Come get with me on 59th Street. You wanna be a celebrity? Come get with me on 59th Street. You wanna be a celebrity? Come get with me on 59th Street.
Definitely. So when is your next video project?
We don't know yet. We're undecided right now.
You're undecided?
We have too many records on the album.
Really?
The album is called Kicking Afrolistics. It'll be out August 14th.
Well, make sure you guys get your copy.
There goes my beeper. Sorry, I got to go.
Okay. Live from On Broadway at the New Music Seminar. I am out of here.
Peace and love, y'all.
Okay.
Yeah, movies is definitely in the works. We got some films, some scripts that we're looking at right now. And, I'm not going to take it too far to Hollywood. I'm going to stay right here in New York.
Okay, because we need him over here. Maybe we'll do one together.
Uh-oh.
No, what do you mean, uh-oh?
Cleopatra Jones.
No, I don't mean I don't mean playing in it. I mean producing.
Come on, woman.
Live from the New Music Seminar, this is Darlene Lewis signing out with Ralph McDaniels. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right.
That blackness coming from a tribe is going to be the true way of who is the victor. And that's not so. It cannot exist in a system who have taken things from all of our tribes and made an order of it that meets us at the front. Every time we get 5 feet ahead of ourselves, we wind up 10 feet back. So our thing is that we have to prepare scientifically. You know what a black man and a black woman is doing out here. I mean, here's another thought. Last night I was looking at Julian Bond. He was doing an interview on the young black male and the young black male becoming
endangered species.
Endangered species. Look at what's happening. My first note is that I want to say to black woman, what is she doing? I understand her anger now, but we are actually now singling out not black people, but black men. So that means black woman, white woman, white man is existing on a realm that man, that black man is not. And that ain't nothing that just happened. That's a conspiracy.
And it should be identified as.
And it should be identified as a conspiracy. Mm-hmm. It is a man being more faithful than him being strong to himself. I gotta judge the man first. Then I don't know how strong the faith is. So I'm hearing, you know, black man and black woman now becoming great observers of a religion. Mm-hmm. And if we notice, the very few tribes that we can put our hand on that has been taken away from us and called, being calling a Pakistani thing or an Afghanian thing, a thing, or all these things that are took away from us, the same vibration is on how blackness, using what is ours, is practicing. We're practicing the same kind of vibration. They're at turmoil over there because they're practicing wrong. But then
it's a fraud. It's here like to take your money. And the only way to get in it is to be in it if you want to learn something. But you can get this from a book. But it's a fraud.
You think it's a fraud?
I think it's always been a fraud. Anything that exploits the people that are creative and sells creative products to people that can't afford it is a fraud. I'm here to see my friends, Grandmaster Caz, Tim Dog, Phase 2. I'm here to see the original.
Who's Tim Dog? Who's Tim Dog? Where's Tim Dog? Is Diamond Brown producing you?
Nah, but he's doing a couple of people.
Yeah, oh, because he mentioned your name to me. I didn't know it was you. He was
cool, though, but we have our own production staff.
Okay. Thank you.
Check it out.
As you've seen, we are here at the New Music Seminar, and I just want you to know there's going to be several recording artists and important people throughout this whole event. I'm Darling Lewis, and I'm signing out. I don't know who this guy is. Who are you?
I'm the Grandmaster Caz, and if you don't know me, you got a problem, baby.
Oh, okay. I know him now.
Okay. Log on to www.sound.sou.
Feud between you and Mr. Mo D. You have no comment?
No, I'm not arrogant. What it is, let me explain something to you. When you don't have any money and you walk into a place and you know you look confident and proud, you're confident and proud. When you walk into a place and you got more than a dollar in your pocket, you're arrogant if you're confident and proud. So in other words, when you're broke, you're confident. When you're rich, you're arrogant.
What about MC Hammer? Let's go back to you.
Todd said if he could get this drum and a few more things, he'd be okay. Microphones and whatnot. So my husband said to him, okay, I'll buy it for you. And we went out and started buying him all this equipment.
Those are some of the tools that I needed at that particular time to be totally into that music.
It was four of them. And they would go downstairs and they'd stay until maybe around
before they
went
down there.
But I make sure they hunger.
Jigga, 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 and. Jigga, you waiting and debating for oh so long. Just starving like Marvin for a Cool J song. If you cried or thought of Dodgy, definitely was wrong. It took a thought plus a broad co-creator along. My story is rough. My neighborhood is tough. But I still sport gold and I'm out to crush. My name is Cool J. I devastate the show. But I couldn't survive without my radio.
I probably end of 1983, I met him. He was a little scrawny, bony kid that just used to love the rap. He'd do whatever it took to rap. I mean, I was a mobile DJ doing block parties and parties, and he used to always say, hey man, I can rap, I can rap. I'm like, yo man, you're bothering me, man. Leave me alone. So then when the end of that summer, we was doing a block party, last block party of the summer, and he asked me, he said, yo, man, I can rap. I said, okay, rap. And like all the guys, we was just sitting in there, and he was rapping, and we was like, wow. You know, he was really deep at that age. He must have been like 13.
And from there, I know everyone liked him. Definitely, like, you would go on the bus, and you would hear his name and so forth. But you never really think. Never really think what it's going to turn into one day.
January or February, it's cool to know how things go. If it go real good like it's going now, we might go December, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, because the lid's blowing up, you know. And, I mean, hopefully everything works out like that. I'm ready to go now. You know what I'm saying? I'm ready to go now.
Yeah, definitely.
I'm ready to go now, but, you know, it's things that they got to go through and stuff, you know, so I'm willing to wait. You know what I mean? I've been waiting 10 years, so, I mean, a couple more months ain't going to hurt me.
That's right. You're right about that. So, I'd like to ask you a couple of questions about your label.
Oh, yeah.
You know, how's the
550.
$550. And how are they treating you?
Treating me like nobody else has treated me. You know what I'm saying? They treated me real, real good. You know, I got my deal in not two weeks. It was like a week and a half. They drew the papers up on the weekend on a Sunday. They came in the office and drew the papers up on a Sunday. People don't do that. You know what I'm saying? So
you had something that was right.
Right. You know what I'm saying? And my lawyer, you know, she talked it over with them, and they worked it out, and they worked day and night all week, the following week.
Yo!
I'm from the Stetson Sonic.
My little brother, daddy.
Give me the rap to watch.
I'm babysitting.
Do the second verse.
I hit the bullseye. I hit the bullseye like the glow of a cat's eye. Even in the dark, girl, you spar. I forgot the rest. I was reading that day.
Go ahead. You do that, boy. Go ahead. I come in.
I was reading. Deep in chest, and I do my text, and it's real. And this is how I feel. Not only me, but Don Juan, Yaya, Nate B, Bobby Simmons, and the whole damn posse agree. Watching you is the world premiere. Yo, Pete, that's enough, and I'm out of here.
Hey.
You went on here? You went to the building?
Yeah. Thank you, baby.
That's
your name?
Yeah. Don't. All right, y'all could quit that now.
Just let me know when
we're
ready.
All right. Pause. Trying to be
liable. You ready? What's the other one? How many was it?
Three.
Oh, okay. Let me know when you're ready. Hi, I'm Darlene Lewis. Welcome to On Broadway. I'm joined here with the Black Flames, walking down the street.
Watching ladies go by. We standing here watching one now. Oh, baby.
Can I have your names? Can I have your names?
Start with me. I'm Nate B.
You're
Nate B?
Yeah.
I'm Yaya.
And I'm Don Juan.
I can't be seen. Get back.
Could you tell cable TV viewers on when you first got your start in show business?
Well, it was
like 2 months ago.
Seriously?
It was back in 1987 when we ran into a man named Vinnie Bell on the streets, 125th Street, going to the Apollo.
So here I am on the bus on my way to the 20th anniversary, million man anniversary, and I hope that we have a safe trip, and I'll see you when we get to D.C.
Yo, tell me I said come here.
You hit the... Everybody say hello. These are the great people riding with us on our way down to D.C. Million Man March Anniversary. Hey, Calvin.
Hey, where you been?
You so silly.
You're at the Maryland House right now.
The Maryland House. Well, we are here due to the fact
that was ready for a picture.
And we are about to get on the bus. Hi, I'm Darlene Lewis, and welcome to another episode of Celebrity Showcase. I'm here in Maryland House, in Maryland, and I'm rolling down the Zulu Nation. And look at all these people going to the 20th anniversary
Celebrity Showcase welcomes the Zulu Nation. Say hello. Yes, we are here to have a good time. Unity in the community. Everything is lovely. The weather is nice, not too hot, not too cold. And everyone's having a good time.
I'm supposed to look like them.
They definitely have a great buzz. Okay.
So, Rohan bus is the bus.
Do it.
So now we are going on the metro in DC on our way to the mall. So now we are at the National Mall. All these beautiful black people coming here to see. Oh, and look who I ran into, Reggie. Reggie, you're everywhere.
Yeah. We need to get you on camera.
I know.
Talk to me around, right?
So hi, I'm Darlene Lewis. Welcome to another episode of Celebrity Showcase. I'm here at the National Mall with the Zulu.
Beauty Queen.
What you calling me?
Beauty Queen.
The sun has to be behind you. Okay.
Yeah, but I don't see the sign. I see you, but I don't see the sign. One second. Huh? Okay. We gotta get the sign in. There you go. You know how to take a picture. There you go.
So now I'm here. It's the African Museum, the National Museum of African Art, where some of the greatest archives of the world will be housed here. And if you go to their Smithsonian website, you'll see information about my family on there and me. So I'm glad to be here finally. Thank you.
There you go.
Okay. Just get
working on the Capitol. Everybody stopping Bam to get an autograph. All the Zulus are out here.
Hey.
Yes, we made it safely.
We made it safely.
Made it safely. We're down here at the Million Man March.
So when we hear the Honorable Mr. Louis Farrakhan today, just know that we are not listening to any ordinary man. We are listening to a man of biblical proportions. A man whom the prophet saw thousands of years ago coming in this day, in this time, to address the pain that nobody else has been able to address. So please, when he comes, receive him like the man that nobody else has called. All of us together, and I'm out here today again. Thank you all. May Allah continue to bless you.
Representing the nation here in D.C. Here's Bam. Everybody's here.
This is our brother.
Oh, no, right?
Not a good Bam to speak.
For ourselves, but justice for all those who are deprived of that precious essential of life itself. On this beautiful mall, which was a slave center hundreds of years ago, right here, down this mall, there used to be slave pens. And in that movie, 12 Years a Slave, the black brother was brought here
Yep.
You're going to tell them the truth. I brought you the gift, baby. Me and your daddy, we hustle, but not this Christmas. This Christmas, we're going to sit around the table, and we're going to bring Christ back to a day supposed to honor him. When you put the bottle down, put the louder down.
Talk therapy. I'm here on the lawn.
And get around
the great lawn
table
on D.C. Even at the Capitol.
And teach about Jesus. And then show love. Forgiveness. Reconcile your differences within
you. Millions of people gathered today for the Million Man March anniversary. Justice for us.
Wait, one more.
So now we are closing up. Everyone's networking on the Great Lawn. Working on the Capitol. Everybody stopping bam to get an autograph.
Scholarship.
Right, so you get facts.
I'm not interested.
Nice.
I mean, I can prove what I say or I don't say it. So that's my work on it. But you, what do you study? You know, I study Nile Valley culture. That's my expertise.
Really?
Ancient Egyptian culture.
I study the same thing, but I study from side letters. Me, I do research in life, but I do research reading different books that, you know, you rub.
But what do you use to change your life?
I use my craft, because what I do is I'm a photographer, videographer, graphic designer as well, and I just go about making, I use what my God-given talent, and I use to benefit my life. Because I'm not a person who believes in working for other people. I'm a person who believes in working for self. But actually, it's not even a belief. It's I know.
Okay.
This is something I know.
Okay.
Still.
Okay, but what guides you? Like, what's your moral and ethical center? What tells you what's right, what's wrong, what you got to stand up for?
Well, my foundation is that I believe that everyone should be free. So,
what?
Everyone should have, like, freedom to do what they want to do.
No, no. What society? Even African society, ancient Egyptian society, everybody's not free to do wrong. Freedom to do
whatever. But then again, what determines wrong and right in from perspective, though?
What's in the best interest of your people?
Oh, okay.
That determines what's right or what's wrong.
Yeah. All right. So I'm for that. And when it comes to, I can't say the word. Well, I got you. I'm interested in all you all for specific reasons, because you go into the history of the Nile Valley history, and I watch the videos that you and Sonia upload, and then from light goes to sovereignty, real estate, and all
right, he's for economics and business.
Mm-hmm. And business. And Mr. Inky is the minister of health, so I literally look up to y'all in different aspects, so that's why I say I like all y'all, so I mean, yeah.
And what's your age range?
21. I got my own company called Astro Visions. I'm a multimedia entrepreneur. Since I do graphic design, photography.
And you're stationed where?
I'm stationed in Chicago.
You're in Chicago?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, so.
Yeah. What's the name of your company?
It's Astro Visions.
And what's your website?
Astrovisuals.net.
And what's your name?
My name's Khalik.
And Khalik is on Celebrity Showcase.
Yeah, what's up?
So we're here. Well, we're leaving. What a pleasant day. Get me in this. Let me close out my show.
Wait.
So we're here.
Well, we're leaving. What a pleasant day.
I'm Darlene Lewis, and once again, we are here, right on by the Capitol, and we had a very nice trip. Very peaceful. Weather was great. Met some really nice people. And Washington police are really nice. Thank you. Talk to you later.
Let's see.